your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
This ought to be a great class. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We're broadcasting live, Studio B. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And for those of you new to the class, there are over about 200 of us now, right here at USAPrepares.com. Experts in various areas. We're dentists, medical doctors, innovators, CEOs, broadcasters, researchers, farmers, surgeons, engineers. And we're students rising to become instructors. Today you're going to meet our newest instructor, Mike Parsons. Mike Parsons is, you know him as Mike in Tennessee. He's been a frequent flyer at USAPrepares.com. And Mike has risen from student to instructor. He's been to a couple of the Get Prepared Expos. He was at the expo in April and the one in July in Missouri. And let me tell you a little bit about Mike. Now, he's got some experience, and I'll tell you his former experiences. Aircraft operations manager with Federal Express, adjunct faculty member at a college. He is a former licensed general contractor, a licensed building inspector, former special missions pilot with the United States Air Force. He's a former small business owner and a former radio talk show host on The Voice of Truth with Mike Parsons. Mike Parsons, very much like other instructors at USA Prepares, has been successful, very successful, in working himself out of many jobs. Currently, Mike is an organic hay farmer, and he's on the front lines in the war exposing corruption in government and the psychological conditioning in the media. Mike Parsons is a Cherokee. He's of the Cherokee Wolf Clan, and he's owned, raised, and rescued wolves for 35 years. Mike is Namenha, just like me. Welcome, Mike Parsons.
Good morning, Vincent. Great to be aboard.
I'm so glad you're here. Mike, I remember when we first met. It was at not Expo number 6 that just occurred. It was Expo number 5. And you were kind of watching me. There was a young, let's call him a reporter, which is a loose term. And you were watching me with this man who wanted to interrogate me and ask me a lot of personal questions. And there you were, kind of watching that happen. That was a really, that was a neat time where this man was asking me all kinds of personal questions, like, how much food do you have, and how many guns do you have, and those kinds of questions. And, of course, he didn't get any of those answers, but that's kind of how we met, isn't it, Mike?
It is. I was amazed at the numbers of things that I saw you engaged in that reminded me of me, not only from the way that you were reserved in your demeanor with that individual, but the type of camera that you used was identical to the very camera that I've selected and used. And just listening to you through the months, I realized this is a person who has the ability to analyze what's going on around him, connect the dots, and draw in focus onto what's really happening and plan accordingly to provide for himself, his family, his community, and ultimately all those that have the intelligence to listen.
Well, we are delighted to have you with us, Mike. You know, Mike, I was looking at, you know, I've got some notes here about things you've done in the past, and both of us have been faculty members at college, so I think that's kind of fascinating. And what I've said sometimes, not often, but, you know, when I think about you don't have a job, I don't have a job, most of our faculty don't have jobs, and we've worked ourselves out of them. But I've said in the past about some of my bosses when I did have jobs, how did that guy get so far on so little, make so much, and stay so long? Is that what you saw in some of your jobs?
It was, and in some of the jobs, I actually created the jobs. I saw a need, a niche market, if you will, and so I created my own position. I don't make such a good employee, but I feel a purpose, and I serve a need in the community and in business and in other areas where there is a need, and then I move on. And ultimately, as I see it, as an old saying, love many, trust few, learn to paddle your own canoe. And what I take away from that is that you need to be independent. Anytime that you turn over to someone else your needs for livelihood, whether it be your food, your transportation, medical care, whatever it is, you're at the mercy of that person. And whether it be the Ezekiel complex, some people say, whether it's, you know, we all have spiritual gifts, the fact is that there are so many people out there that are turning over large facets of their lives to people that they don't even know. And these are things that they can do themselves. And I'm trying to wake people up to the reality that you can do it for yourselves. Don't take anyone else's word that you can't. You've been told that for too long. It's time to wake up and click your heels and, you know, whatever Dorothy had to do to awaken herself to the fact that most of what we're dealing with is a fraud. It's a sham. It's an illusion. It's a trick. It's magic. And Dr. Richard Allen Miller very properly articulates these points in person as well on your show. And if people take the time to do a little bit of research, they will be able to discover that the mind control on the mainstream media is in full force. I exposed some yesterday, and I've learned, and actually at the seminar you had a instructor, Sam Bushman. Sam Bushman is an amazing guy. He has more sight than most people I've met in my life. He sees what's going on. Now, he's blind, so he can't, through the lens of the eyes that God gave him, but through his brain, through his intellect, he sees. He's a seer, and he can articulate these things. And one thing that I learned from him is something that I've been kind of doing all along, but I was able to learn new techniques, is how to call into these talk show hosts that are the neocons, that are the type that are out there pushing propaganda, and get past the call screener and make a very salient point that will embed that seed of information that needs to be planted. And every time I do that, invariably the host will either blow up, and almost every time they will change subjects because that destroys their direction. And if I can briefly tell you about one I did yesterday, it's very effective, and I think it's a good thing for people to hear. The local talk show host here in Memphis, he was pushing the agenda of getting the local city to pass an ordinance to make it a crime for people to post on the internet anything on these personal sites, because there's been two people arrested for child trafficking. And instead of going after the child traffickers, anybody that would have a posting that would be linked back to their computer should be prosecuted and put in jail. And I called in, and I took it in a different direction. I steered the crowd away to looking at the fact that right now anybody can hijack your computer, they can hijack your Craigslist or any other media site ad and put something on there that appears that comes from your computer. Go after the criminal and leave the people who could be otherwise victimized leave them alone. And I was able to get it in, and he cut me off, and then he changed the subject because all of a sudden people were starting to think. Plus, before he cut me off, he made a comment, and I said, why don't we go after the real criminals, which is in West Tennessee at the Wilder Youth Development Center. 1 in 20 children are sexually assaulted by the staff. And then I said, oops, I'm sorry. It's not 1 in 20. I made a mistake. I apologize. It's 20%, 1 in 5. Let's go after them. And, of course, you hear that click in the background. What I've done is revealed the truth of corruption in government on the topic that he's discussing. At that very moment, people are redirected away from attacking themselves and tying the strings over Gulliver to, let's take a look at the real source of the root problem, which is the corruption within the government. And we've still got laws on the books to handle people that are trafficking children. But let's not tie strings over ourselves so that if someone activates a malicious or some type of email on one of these sites from our computer remotely that we didn't know about, we're not going to be held accountable for something we didn't do.
Mike, you bring up a very, very valid point, and I'll tell you why. I can see it coming right now. I get about 125 to 150 now requests to be friends on Facebook, and these are friends of friends of friends of friends. Now, it is in my interest to accept some of these friendship requests because I can then communicate the broadcast, what we're doing. I can send out an update saying, here's what today's broadcast is about. Mike Parsons and I are going to be talking about corruption, and we're going to be talking about Nemenha, and we're going to be talking about various important issues to a lot of people. So it would behoove me to accept some of these friends. Now, I can just see it coming. I can see that I might accept one of these friends, or many of them, who I really am not sure who they are, but are referred to me somehow. And I can see that this person has, I don't know, could be a serial killer or a drug trafficker or something. And then the next thing I know, I'm going to end up in court and someone's going to say, is it true that you're a friend of so-and-so? And I'll say, I don't know. Well, Facebook says you are. You accepted this person. Yeah, right. Well, can you see this happening? I can. Mike Parsons is with us. And similar thing happened to Stuart Rhodes of Oathkeepers. Someone sent him an email with some pornography on it. Next thing you know, he's being exposed as someone who views pornography. And that can happen. People can send emails all the time, loaded with all kinds of things. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Mike Parsons and I will be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. You have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Mike, Mike Parsons with us. And you know him as Mike in Tennessee. He's called many times here at USAPrepares.com. And he's become an instructor. He's risen to become an instructor. And he wants to teach us some things that he knows. He's got an extensive background, a full background. Mike, we were talking last night about some Germans and Russians here in America. Would you like to take a couple minutes and talk about what you've learned there? It's pretty alarming.
I would. I talked to a source the other day, and he had informed me. He lives in the county, neighboring the county where I live, in West Tennessee, and they have German/Russian special forces. The reason I qualify that is simply because the Commercial Appeal, the local newspaper in Memphis back in June of 2010, said that German special forces akin to the Navy SEALs were practicing paramilitary exercises, jumping from planes and practicing urban warfare for deployment to Afghanistan. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to look at Google Earth and see that Afghanistan is mountainous, rugged, hilly deserts. Fayette County, Tennessee is flat land with corn, soybean, cotton, and hay. You train a dog to do what the dog's going to do. And so I spoke about that back in 2010 briefly as I was writing letters from my cave that I was being housed in. The 7x12, as it were, and none of it was published, but the fact is that what he confirmed is what I believed, and that through a friend of his who was somewhat of a person that frequented bars and hung out with these guys that are now living virtually in the area, they've not only been jumping out of planes, but they've been going through the community, learning all the back roads, where all the driveways are, the lay of the land, as it were, and these people were also being trained, according to some pillow talk that was conveyed to my friend from a friend of his, that they've also been training at what's called the Kill House. It's south of Memphis. It's a military training facility. It's a private contractor training military forces of how to do house cleaning or clearing and gun confiscation techniques. And they're not really worried, because when they anticipate going out into the rural areas to clean the area, as it were, exterminate the pest, which is us, we the people, or take our guns, whichever that may be, they're prepared in case there are holdouts. They have drones ready for what they call community farming, a.k.a. carpet bombing, as some people know it to be. And that's to clear the holdouts who resist gun confiscation. Now, would it be on the news to the degree that people can call in and say, hey, I just saw planes dropping bombs on my neighbors, and you call into the local news media, who are controlled media, and then you have to ask yourself, are they really going to put me on the air on the radio call-in? Are they going to send out reporters? Negative. Unless you have the ability to communicate some way other than the phone lines, cell phones, or just yelling over the hill, there's not going to be much hope in getting the word out. And the person that lives right down the road from me is a person that's former military. He's got a 10-acre property, two beautiful kids, a wife, 10 goats, 10 sheep. He grows food that he feeds his family, and he's a professional, works for a large employer in the city, but he's also got some former military experience, and his wife works in the city in the medical industry. They are moving to downtown Memphis and selling their farm with their big house and their pristine layout that could virtually be off the grid at a moment's notice. And he wouldn't answer the question why, but I sensed that he wanted to get his family out of the way of impending danger, and he, like unfortunately so many others, feel like if you are a mechanism within the beast will leave you alone. So he's assimilating to the Borg, as it were, my words, not his. But I've seen so many other people that are posturing themselves to be compliant. Unfortunately, that's not going to save this country. And that's what people need to be aware of, is that unless you make your stand and point the light on the corruption and expose this, if we expose it, we can stop it. It's when
Mike,
people
hold that
acquiesce
thought.
To the
Mike,
tyranny.
Hold that thought. Mike Parsons, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
you
got your
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Mike Parsons with us, and we're talking about foreign troops on American soil. And we're talking about why they're here. Mike said they're here training for gun confiscation. And he was telling us about a friend of his who lived on a 10-acre farm and is moving from his nice little 10-acre farm with a nice house in the country to the city. That's the exact opposite of what everybody I know wants to do, Mike. Do you agree?
I agree. And you were talking about some things yesterday with the host about the economy and such. And if people don't listen to this show every day, there are, as I said before, there are nuggets of gold that you're missing. And I'm, even though I've been an instructor at the university level, I'm a student. I'm a student of life and knowledge. I'm a student of all history. And from that, you sift that knowledge and information through your filter and you try to decipher the way things are going. You become an interpreter of history, or you in turn have the ability to try to chart your course. And I know you mentioned earlier about the email that was sent to Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers.
Yes.
I don't know much about that. I heard that mentioned the other day on another show. And on my cell phone, it's an old phone. I don't have photos. I don't have the ability to send text. It's just a phone. So I'm not really worried, per se, about that on my phone. But I received an email from my carrier that says, block inappropriate content on your phone with our new adult content filter.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives me a website. Well, apparently they're ready to profit from what appears to be a problem reaction solution, what I would consider a mafia-style extortion racket.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the timing of this was very telling, because at the moment we hear someone else, a patriot, being attacked via a malicious email that had embedded pornography, which I'm sure he didn't know about. Certainly he wouldn't have sent it or viewed it or done anything with it had he known it. He would have deleted it. But like so many people, like you know of, I have received emails from people who are on my email list, but only by looking at the verbiage that is put in the subject line
mm-hmm.
can I determine if it's something that they would have actually sent. And when I see that it's not something they would have sent in their way of presenting, I call them up. Did you send this? And it happens. People's emails are hijacked. And
they are.
This is, if you've never studied the Hegelian dialectic, it's all a matter of problem, reaction, solution. They create the problem. They have a canned reaction, someone that's an operative ready to spout out their reaction, positive or negative, and then they have a canned solution, such as the underwear bomber was put on the plane, people reacted, and they've already got the body scanners, had been in manufacture for over a year. Go back in the early 1800s, they wanted the land that the Native Americans owned, but because the Native Americans were friendly, they taught them how to build log cabins in the East, they taught them how to grow food, tobacco, corn, cotton, they let them marry their daughters, they included them in their households, they were accepted and made one of their own family. But yet the greedy people wanted this land because of the rich minerals and the resources. They had to have a boogeyman, because the Europeans knew the myths and the lore of the wolf. They forget the fact that the wolves only predated on dead carcasses stacked up on the side of the road during the plague, simply because there was no place to put them and they came in from the forest. But the fact is that people had this fear of the unknown, the Osama bin Laden of the day, as it were. So they put out propaganda in the early 1800s. Wolves are invading the villages and towns. They're killing people. The reaction, that's the problem. The reaction, what are we going to do, as one person was quoted in a Philadelphia newspaper. A few months later, the government came out with a plan, the solution. You kill it, you skin it, you turn in the skin to the county assay or anywhere in the country, you get a $5 bounty. In the early 1800s, $5 was a lot of money, and people like Kit Carson, who made their livelihood trapping animals, you can do the research, Kit Carson, he trapped wolves and other animals only for profit. And a few years later, they ran the same narrative, except they replaced the word wolf with the word Indian. The Indians are invading the villages, killing people. What are we going to do, is the reaction. A few months later, the government came out with a bounty on the wolves, the Indians. You kill them, you scalp them, you turn in the scalp to the county assayer, and you get $5. And someone was quoted, you mean we ain't got to skin them rascals? No, you just kill that old boy and scalp that hair off that head and turn it in, and you get yourself $5. Well, that's the history of this country, folks. And don't think that for a moment that they won't do the same thing to you who now occupy this land that was once occupied by my ancestors and those who were indigenous to this land. They've done it once. They'll do it again. Forget your history. You're doomed to fail.
Mike, last night I went to the library here in Virginia, and I took a picture of this sign, and it says, warning, and this is a yellow, white, and black sign. Warning, Business Watch. We are watching to report suspicious activity or persons to the Spotsylvania County Sheriff's Office with the Sheriff's Office phone number 540-582-7115. Let me repeat that. This is a sign at a public library right next to the front door. Warning. Business Watch. We are watching to report suspicious activities or persons to Spotsylvania County Sheriff's Office, 540-582-7115. The reason I took that picture is I thought, we're now reporting people who haven't done anything to the Sheriff's Office. That's what we're doing. And when I rode around through Spotsylvania County, Virginia, I saw more cameras on intersections, more cameras in places than I've ever seen before, more cameras in businesses, parking lots. It's absolutely nuts. We are being watched everywhere we go, and now they have increased the use of these police cars with license plate scanners here. And I remember several months ago when I stopped off to renew my tags in Missouri, the lady behind the counter said, "Oh, you're going to need new tags." And I said, "No, mine are good. Mine are good." And I thought she meant they were banged up. Like you've seen tags on the rear of trucks that when trailers are pulled, and sometimes the person will back the truck into the trailer, the tongue of the trailer, and bang up the license plate where you can't read them. Well, mine are all perfect, literally perfect. And she said, "No, they wear out." And I said, "Well, actually, mine are just fine." And she said, "No, they wear out. You have to purchase new tags." And they're only a couple of years old. And I guess what they decided to do was increase the readability of these tags with these devices that read license plates from police cars as you drive and as they drive around. So that's what this was all about. So I had to, at my expense, I had to buy new tags to replace my perfectly good old tags because they can't read them. So I just want to tell you, we are being spied on, and there's a lot of things, Mike, that you're talking about that are happening all around us, that the reasons we are told that we have to do these things are lies. Absolute lies, myths, truths. And I guess that's why only 10% of us have any confidence whatsoever in Congress. And I can't figure out who that 10% might be.
If you have an opportunity to go and see the Constitution under glass, if you're able to get in there and walk up to it, try this. Stop in front of it and try to read it and see what happens. The guard will come to you and ask, "What are you doing?" Say, "I'm reading the Constitution." He'll say, "You can't do that. It's only for looking at." What you'll find is the Constitution might be somewhat different wording than what you've been given.
Tell us more about that, Mike.
Take too long to get into it. I've got other issues, but if you ever have an opportunity, all I'm saying, folks, go by there and stop and see if you can read, see if they will let you read the Constitution. And then if you get arrested, if the officer tries to threaten you with arrest, which he will, say, "That's going to be amazing that someone was arrested for trying to read the Constitution for which this country is supposed to be under contract with. What's your name, officer? I want to make sure I get the spelling right when I go to the media." You'll find that they do not want you to read that document, and there's a reason. What you're being presented is not the same. Your state's constitutions have all been changed. The original constitutions were enacted, adopted, voted on, and passed under constitutional conventions that were proper. Most other constitutions after, I believe it's 1871, were not properly ratified, but they're operating under those. And our government has been subverted before our eyes. And because people were busy with their lives and in the early 1900s, didn't realize they didn't have to go along with the scam. That's how we get the Federal Reserve Act and the Federal Reserve being a private corporation, the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS, also a private corporation. I know that's something that a lot of people don't realize. I went to the post office yesterday to mail off a letter. I counted no less than 11 cameras. When I got to the front, I told the teller, I said, You know, if we'd only had this many cameras at the Pentagon, we could have actually seen if a plane actually hit the Pentagon. It's amazing. You've got more cameras in this post office lobby than we did outside the Pentagon. He laughed, didn't say a word.
The Mike,
reality
have
is
you,
people don't said, realize it's all a sham.
You said the
We've
IRS
all been
is
lied
a...
to time and time again. My background is mechanical engineering. I look at things from a physical standpoint. I know what it takes to melt steel. I know how modern steel buildings are built. I've had classes. I've studied this. As a licensed general contractor, I've overseen the construction of residential and commercial structures. As an inspector, I've inspected them for years. I've got a little bit of experience in this field. And I know about aircraft. As a former lieutenant in the Air Force and pilot for many years, I know what a plane can do and can't do. And a 757, 124 feet, 10 inches wingspan, has two Rolls-Royce engines that are 42 feet separated. When they hit a building, that fiberglass and aluminum shell on the front is going to disintegrate. The engines are going to leave one heck of a mark on the building, not a 16-foot wide hole.
Hey, Mike, hold that thought. Mike Parsons, USAPrepares.com, our newest instructor, exposing corruption.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Mike Parsons with us. MikeParsons.org. MikeParsons.org. Mike, you started talking about an airplane flying into the Pentagon, and you said it had two Rolls-Royce engines, and it would do more than just leave a hole. There'd be some marks there. And a lot of us don't believe that's exactly what happened, meaning you're right. You care to talk a little bit more about that in the few minutes we have left? I think that's worthy of discussion, since you are an aircraft mechanic and a pilot.
Well, not a mechanic. I was over aircraft operations, the movement of the aircraft, as it were, for Federal Express back when I was there for a specific reason. But you've got to look at the physical properties of the Rolls-Royce engine. You've got 9-foot-tall structures that are titanium in nature, and they don't vaporize, as well as luggage and human bodies do not vaporize, and that's the official story. I'll just make one last point and move on, but I've got a tractor. I burn diesel fuel, and I had a friend that worked at Northwest Airlink who used to defuel all of the wing tanks when they had to work on a wing tank, and jet fuel, a.k.a. diesel fuel, burns great in a Case 1175 tractor. Excellent. I ran it for years. Folks, diesel fuel and jet fuel are virtually one and the same. It does not create the temperature. I've got a burn barrel where I can burn trash, and it doesn't burn up because of diesel fuel that I put in there to help start up wet debris. It only rusts because of the water. Diesel fuel does not bring down buildings. And also, $2.5 billion worth of Swiss gold in the bottom of the vault of the World Trade Center 1 when it was founded only turned out to be 500 million in gold bars because the rest, I guess, vaporized. Let's go back to the expo. The one thing that people need to grasp, I want to get this out real quick, is that we stopped the government by putting them on notice. I became the Menhaden Medicine Man traditional leader a little over a month ago, and working with Chief Cloudpiler, I was able to put together a notification sign from the information provided to me by Chief Cloudpiler of the Menhaden Church. And I made some signs, and y'all helped by making some smaller copies. I posted one at the main entrance at the conference room where we had the opening meeting, and then I posted one on every door in through the facility. And if anybody out there listening was there, and if they saw any member of government come up, read the sign, and then leave, please call in Vincent, because I want verification, because normally at these expos where you've got a gun show going on, there are at least going to be at least a couple of officers come in just to make sure that, you know, they're doing things properly, that there's nobody there breaking any laws. And at the last expo, they had drug-sniffing dogs. They had several undercover people. And at the hotel I was at, I actually heard three guys that were government types talk about that morning as I'm getting coffee and listening to them as they're eating breakfast at 5:30 in the morning at the hotel. They were talking about going to the expo. And, you know, I stayed just in earshot, minding my own business. But these were folks going to the expo to observe. And these were people that when I was there the whole day, I never saw them. So if you saw anybody show up that looked like a government official, anybody in uniform or just had that look about them, read the sign, turn around and leave. Be sure to call in Vincent, because this notice, it references the United States Code, the Section 21 in the chapter and verse. And it basically, in the body, it puts them on notice that you're placed on legal notice. Government may not substantially burden the establishment or free exercise of a person's religion, even when the burden results from a rule of general applicability, which means it's a general rule that applies to everybody. Well, not in this case. It's an exception. And because we consecrated through ceremony the expo, the government had no jurisdiction. And therefore, I believe, put them on legal notice, and they stayed off the premises. Because they didn't want to deal with the repercussions of losing their immunity. If they go beyond the scope of their authority, they lose their immunity, and they're not going to do that, folks.
Yeah, and be individually responsible. Class, we were not looking for a fight. We're just using their law and implementing it so that we can practice religion, our own religion, non-denominational religion, freely. And it was a very peaceful expo. Not a single hint of even a raised voice. Everybody would be impressed. Mike Parsons, thanks so much for being with us.
I'm Vince Pinelli. Thanks for having me on. It's Mike at MikeParsons.org if you'd like to contact me.
Mike at MikeParsons.org.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
MicroPlant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with MicroPlant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.